Welcome to Losing Weight After Baby, a podcast for moms by a mom. Hi, my name is Arlene Pellicane. I'm an everyday 30-something mom with a toddler and an infant. The goal here is to encourage you to get into the best shape of your life and motivate you to action. I believe when it comes to losing weight, the most important part of your body isn't your stomach, it's your mind. If you can have a winning weight loss mindset, you will drop pounds for sure. Learn how to train yourself to think thin on today's edition of Losing Weight After Baby. Well, I'm so glad you're able to join me today. Today, we're going to talk about the winning weight loss mindset. You know, I have a three-year-old son named Ethan, and he is cute as cute can be. But I have to admit, he is a first child. He's my first child, and I probably baby him too much. I do too much for him. I dress him. I brush his teeth because I'm afraid if he brushes them himself that, I mean, what's the point? He's not really touching many of his teeth, and forget about the bubbles in the toothpaste, right? So I do a lot for him. So I'm trying to get to the point where it's, you know, Ethan, we need how to learn how to put our own pants on. So here we go. So I'll tell him, okay, Ethan, let's get dressed. Go ahead. Why don't you pull off your pants, which he can do. And then, okay, go ahead and put these on. Look for the tag. The tag goes in the back. And then you're going to put one leg in. I said, I can't. Mommy, I can't. Mommy, it's too difficult. Mommy, I can't. So I've got a choice. I can just cater to him, or I can say, you know what, Ethan? We do not say I can't in our household. We are not an I can't kind of household. We are an I can family. So if you cannot do it exactly at this moment, you just say, I need some help. I need some help. And, you know, I'll come over and I'll help you. But soon, maybe in a couple days, you will be able to do it. And you'll be able to say, I can do it, Mom. And you know, when there have been things, you know, like potty training, things like that, that he has been able to do successfully, when he does it, he says, I did it, Mom, I did it. You know, he's so excited about it. Well, the same thing is true in weight loss. If we can get our minds to say, I can do this, I can do it, that is half the battle, if not more. Because so many times in our minds, we think, oh, look at me in the mirror. How could I ever lose this weight? I can't do it. And you know what happens? Before you even walk out the door in the morning, you're already defeated. You're already setting yourself up to eat poorly, to skip your exercises, because you think, I can't do it. So I really want to encourage you to get a weight loss mindset and to think, I can. I'm going to give you three secrets to thinking thin. Three secrets to thinking thin. I mean, how do thin people do it? And what do they think about? And what is their strategy? And what's rolling around in their minds? The first secret is that thin people turn self-defeating thoughts into affirming ones. You turn self-defeating thoughts into affirming ones. Many times we think, well, I can't control my thoughts. I just, you know, they just come and go. I have no control over them. Hello, that is not true. You completely have control over your thoughts. If you're thinking a bad thought, you can say to your mind, stop, think on something else. Distract yourself. Say something positive instead of something negative. You are not a victim to your own thought life. You have control over your thought life. So for instance, if you keep thinking in your mind, I can't lose weight. I could never do that. Well, instead of thinking that, why couldn't you think instead, why not me? Why couldn't I be the one that lost 100 pounds? Why couldn't I be the one that lost 30 pounds and kept it off for life? That could totally be me. Why not me? You might think, I'm not disciplined enough to stick with a plan. I mean, some people are so disciplined, but I've never been disciplined all my life. Well, instead of thinking that self-defeating thought, why not say, you know what? I've accomplished a lot in my life as I think about it, and I'm sure I could lose weight too. Yeah, I mean, you had a baby. That's a huge accomplishment. If you had a baby, you can lose the weight too. Having that baby was tough. You might think, well, I could lose it, but then, you know, I'll gain it right back. Why not replace that thought with, I will lose it and I will keep it off for life? So I want you to write affirmations. I want you to, you know, there are areas in your life where you're having trouble, that you keep running against a wall, whether it's, I don't know how to do this, I don't have the help, I don't have time to exercise, whatever it is, I want you to turn that negative affirmation into a positive affirmation, and I want you to say it out loud, and I want you to write it down. When I was losing my baby weight, I would say in the morning, today is a great day to exercise and eat healthy. And you know what? Even if I didn't feel that way, I would say it, today is a great day to exercise and eat healthy, and say it like you mean it. And guess what? Your actions actually follow your words, and your words start in your mind. So have a winning mindset, have an I can mindset, and turn your negative thoughts into positive ones. Okay, the second secret is to set realistic goals. Set realistic goals. If you set just a crazy goal, you're going to get discouraged and you're kind of defeated before you get started. One thing that my OBGYN, Dr. Kim Goodwin, was telling me about, she said, you know, so many women come in the office, they want to get thin, they want to get fit, but they get so discouraged. They look at this, you know, how am I going to do this 5 days of exercise and how can I lose? You know, I've got 80 pounds to lose. How am I ever going to do that? And they get discouraged. But instead, what needs to happen is wherever you're at, you need to set a realistic goal. For instance, to lose 2 pounds a week until you get to your goal weight, that would be a realistic goal. 2 pounds a week, you could do that. My mom, she wants to lose some weight before the holidays. You know, all of us would like to have a little bit of wiggle room in the holidays, right? So she wants to lose a few pounds. So, you know, instead of something crazy, just do something realistic, maybe 1 pound a week for her. And so I told her, just do 1 pound a week. That's just 500 calories less a day. You could walk a little bit more or exercise a little bit more, and then you could skip, you know, a 200 calorie snack, and there you have it. And then you'll have your 1 pound per week. So be realistic and set doable goals and then achieve them. And that feeling of achievement is just wonderful. It will propel you and it'll get you to the next level. So if you're going to think like a thin person, you need to set realistic goals. And then once you meet those goals, set the bar a little bit higher and then a little bit higher and then a little bit higher. All right. The third secret is view healthy eating and exercise as a way of life, not as this quick fix. I'm going to try this for 2 weeks and then see what happens. And if it doesn't work, I'm going back to my old lifestyle. Okay, having a winning weight loss mindset is realizing, hey, you know what? For life, soda is not good for me. And chips are not good for me. And dessert every day is not good for me. And this is just a way of life. And instead, you know, eating apples, always good for you. Having a salad, always good for you. Eating chicken, always good for you. Eggs, always good for you. You know, so there are different foods that are going to be good for you. So you have to embrace that as a way of life. You're going to be eating differently and you're going to be exercising more. And this is not a quick fix. This is not a fad. It's a way of life. And so you may think, wow, I'd have to lose out on these habits I formed, you know, whether it's having a cup of latte every morning or stopping at the for donuts at the break room every morning or eating fast food 5 days a week. You know, these are habits and they're convenient habits. So you might think, wow, I have to give all that up. Yes, but listen to what you gain. If you give that up now in the short term, long term, you're going to be so much healthier. And that's how thin people think. You give up something in the short term so that you can be healthy. I had my first child when I was 33. So when my child, you know, is 30, then I'm going to be 63. And I was thinking about it. I still want to be able to go on vacation with my son and, you know, go on hikes and go on bike rides. I want to be well enough to do that, to make those kinds of memories. Well, that's how a thin person would think, that you think, you know what, I've got to make this body last as long as I can. So because that's important to me, I'm going to make exercise and eating healthy a way of life. So today for your action step, a friend of mine once said in spin class, there is a skinny person inside every one of us. Okay. And so you know that inside there is a thin person. She is there. You just have to tap into her and let her talk. Let her get a word in edgewise once in a while. So today for your action step, I want you to think about what your biggest roadblock is to losing weight. Is it that you have a hard time with exercise? Is it that you live off of junk food? Whatever it is, I want you to write down a positive affirmation about it. So for instance, let's say you live off of junk food. Then you could write as your affirmation, I love to eat healthy foods. So you want to replace the things that you're having problems with, and you're going to have healthy affirmations instead. I want you to say your affirmation out loud, and I want you to say it several times a day. I want you to tell it to a friend or to your spouse or to a family member. Let it soak in your mind and then let your actions follow. The winning weight loss mindset begins with believing that you can. You set realistic goals and you embrace healthy habits as a way of life. So ladies, think thin. Think, what would a thin person do? And go get them today. Make good eating choices, make good exercise choices, and you will be dropping weight this week. Well, next week I will show you how to have your own Biggest Loser contest. So please join us again. You'll always find encouraging words here. Until then, be an example to your kids. Overcome your complacency and be relentless about pursuing your dreams.
This is a production of Losing Weight After Baby. You can do it, Mom!